Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion here. Today I'm speaking with John Somnez about his new course, Data Access Application Block. John is a longtime C# and .NET developer with roots in C++. He's recently been developing applications for Android and iPhone as well, and has started to put a focus on mobile application development. John has spent many years working as a consultant for a number of projects and has deep ties to the Agile community. He's also very interested in automated testing tools like WaitN or Selenium. On any given day, John could be programming in C#, Java, Objective-C, VB.NET, or all of the above. Hey, John, it's good to talk with you today.
Hi, Fritz.
So this new course is a follow-on to your introduction to the Enterprise Library. And in this course, you're getting into the Data Access Application Block. And in this course, you cover kind of an overview of what it is and how to configure it. You look at how to use the application block for simple ADO.NET data access scenarios, including interacting with the data set. And then you go over some advanced topics with things like object mapping and XML and asynchrony. So I thought I'd start, John, with a sort of the obvious question, which is, who would use the data access block today? Most of the sort of news you hear on the street or the exciting features that are coming out from object relational mappers like Entity Framework or nHibernate. So, where does the data access block sort of fit into this picture today of, data retrieval?
Okay, that's a good question. I think actually the most common usage scenario today for this block is in legacy applications where you already have a large amount of investment in ADO.NET. I know that I've worked on projects in the past where we're using a large amount of ADO.NET code, and to rip that out and try to put it in Hibernate or try to put in some other kind of object relational mapping or other database technology would require a huge amount of effort. And so that ADO.NET code becomes kind of burdensome because of all of the work you have to do to maintain that code. If you put in enterprise application block, if you put in the data access block there, what it's really going to do for you is it's going to simplify a lot of that common type of code that you have to write in order to do things like get a data reader or create a call to a stored procedure or do a data set retrieval. And it's going to make it so a lot of those things that you might do in 5 or 6 lines of code, you can do in 1 or 2 lines of code.
Okay. So I remember writing a lot of ADO.NET code back in the day. And I remember creating my own little wrappers for things like creating the connection and then making sure the connection was disposed of properly, even in the case of an exception. So I assume those are the types of things that the data access block provides for you.
Exactly. It basically, when you look at some code that's regular ADO.NET and then compared to the data access application block, you remember the ceremony of you'd have to create a stored connection and then a stored procedure, or create your command, and then you'd finally pass that into your reader, and then you need to clean up your connection. But with the data access block, you're basically just doing this all in one line. You can just execute your reader right there, and then you just specify what the SQL is, and you're going to get back the reader, and it's going to help to manage that connection for you. You can just put that all in a using statement, and then you're done.
And I suppose this has the advantage that everyone on your team is going to be using the same wrapper classes instead of everyone creating their own, which is what I've run into many times. So that's probably a good thing.
Exactly. Yep.
So I wanted to also take a look at some of the advanced topics that you cover in this course, John. You talk about object mapping within the data access block, and I wanted to sort of clarify for people exactly what that mapping is. So I understand you're not talking about a full ORM. This is really just a set of classes that sort of help you do traditional things. So how would you classify the object mapping features in the access block compared with a full framework like Entity Framework?
Okay, so the key thing to keep in mind is that even though this looks a little bit like an object relational mapper, and it does do some object mapping, it's not a full object relational mapper. And one of the key differences, I think, in the DataX block is that when you're doing this mapping, you have some control over the mapping, but you don't have some of the advanced features like doing joins and doing pre-processing on that data, or generating a query ahead of time in an ORM language that's going to generate SQL to connect to your database. And what I mean by that is you're going to be able to do a simple select and get back that data and then map it to objects. Whereas in a true object relational mapper, you're really specifying what relationship you want to have in the query. So you might say, I want products where the first name equals this joined to orders. And you might have some kind of complex union of things that are in your object tree. And then that is going to be generated into a SQL query against your database and fetch that data. Whereas with Data Access Block, you're telling it what the SQL is, and then you're just mapping a result set to objects.
I see. So it's not two ways like it would be in an ORM.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So this is John Somnez's new course, the Data Access Application Block. Anyone that's working with ADO.NET code these days should definitely check it out to improve their APIs and their calls into ADO.NET. So thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.